$1,000 bills were last printed in 1945, and they were officially discontinued in 1969. You can still find a few in the hands of collectors today. They were rare even when they were in use, but when used, they could create quite a stir. That's exactly what happened when one well-known celebrity paid his tab at this tavern with such a bill.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Glur's Tavern is the oldest such continuously operating establishment west of the Missouri River. Owner Todd Troffel says it opened in 1876 here in Columbus, Nebraska. One of its early patrons was the biggest name in entertainment.
Well, supposedly Buffalo Bill, his Wild West troupe, had a lot of local characters within the troupe. The North Brothers were part of the Wild West troupe, and he was known to come back to Columbus on several different occasions.
The North Brothers were from Columbus and were instrumental in beginning the Wild West show.
For one of the North Brothers' funerals was the biggest story. He came back for that in, I believe it was in the 1900s. The early 1900s, he came back for the funeral. The funeral procession came right by down 11th Street, right by the bar, went to the cemetery.
Todd says after the funeral, many of those who paid their respects made their way to Glur's Tavern.
Everyone came back, and Buffalo Bill offered to buy the house a round of beer with a $1,000 bill. And William Booker about fainted is what the story says on the wall.
The story is still well known, and a write-up hangs on the wall here, along with many historical photos of the tavern throughout its century-plus existence. Todd has operated the historic spot since 1992.
The neat thing about it is you get people in from all over the country, all over the world that come to visit, you know. And you wouldn't think in Columbus, Nebraska that would happen, but we get visitors every week from that just stop by because they heard about the tavern.
It's a place where locals, as well as people from around the globe, gather to enjoy food, drink, and conversation. All of the spot where Buffalo Bill once paid the tab with a $1,000 bill. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.